That's what marketing is. You can make someone feel a certain way in order to monetize that. For a brand, right? A product, a service, a solution.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
What is marketing? Is it promoting something for money? Is it selling sponsorship? You market something? I'll tell you what I decided marketing is. It's the ability to connect emotionally. That's all it is. It's the ability to connect emotionally. People buy on emotion for logical reasons. And what I realized that I was a great marketer for one reason. I could connect to people emotionally. I could find out by being more interested than interesting what they liked and what they didn't like. And I could evoke an emotion and then inspire them with reasons, impacts, and capability to take action. And the action that I wanted them to take was to give me more money so I could help more people and have more fun. I believe marketing relates to your perception of life, not only in the respect that I want to connect emotionally and monetize it, but understand and inspire people that there's three different worlds. It's difficult to market to people that live in a world of not enough. But if you're living in a world of not enough, you're a victim. We all know people like this. Everything happens to them. Regardless of how much money they have, I have a friend who has a $40 million home in Newport Beach, and he lives in a world of not enough. He's constantly a victim. Ah, my wife did this. She left these. My business this. I'm like, dude, you have more money than God, and all you're doing is telling me how life is happening to you. It's hard to market to someone like that. Then there's a world that I lived in where there's a world of just enough. Even when I had all that money and all those things, there was always more to have, right? I lived in a world of just enough. When I had very little, it was just enough. When I had tons, it was just enough. And things happened for me. I was very positive and optimistic. You can market easily to people that live in that world, right? We market, this is for you. This is for you. The problem is there's only so much of us. And when we start getting overflowed, we don't know what to do. Usually self-sabotage, some sort of drugs or alcohol, or surrounding ourselves with bad people and ideas. Marketing is about connecting emotionally. What I think marketing is about is playing the right songs. And the first person that we have to market to is ourselves, because we have to live inspired to inspire other people. And if we're going to inspire other people through marketing, we have to be inspired. We have to carry that frequency so that the things, the ideas, the people, all of those types of things that we do inspire other people through that frequency. When I talk about songs, think about it in this way. If I'm in the car with my daughter Marissa and I put on a song, you know, like a dumb song she would call, who knows what it is, maybe Frank Sinatra or something like that. I have three teenage daughters. It won't take very long till they're screaming at me as if I'm scratching the chalkboard. Has anyone ever heard a bad song that just bugs them? Yeah. Here's what's interesting about marketing and life is that so many people surround themselves all day, all week, all month, and all year with bad songs. The problem is we don't understand frequency or vibration. It's easy with music because music is a vibration and we feel the music. Music instantly makes us feel good or it instantly makes us feel bad. What does that mean? That we instantly can know, oh, I like that song or I don't like that song. Now, you just met me. You don't know if you like me or not. But I promise you, I carry a higher vibration or frequency than a song. But what happens is, as you get to know me more and more and we surround ourselves with each other, you're going to say, man, that guy makes me feel good. I'm a good song in your life. But what I see in marketing and in life is that people, for some reason, you would die first than if I put you into a car and played from 7 a.m. till 7 p.m. a song you hated all day long. Does that sound torturous to you? Yeah, it sounds torturous to me. But I can't tell you how many people do that all day long, surrounding themselves with the wrong frequencies. They watch the wrong TV, podcasts, they read the wrong books, they have friends that are bad songs. They have friends that don't make them feel good. But yet, for some reason, we won't tolerate the music, but yet we'll tolerate for days, weeks, months, and years, people that are playing the wrong songs in our head. Therefore, we can't transmit the songs that we want to transmit, which I call marketing. The monetization of a frequency. That seems like what I do. I'm a marketer. I monetize the frequency. There's a million great ideas out there. Can you monetize it? Then you can market it. A million great ideas. Does anyone know who Dick McDonald is? One person. Does anybody know who Ray Kroc is? Ray Kroc, and he's the founder of McDonald's, but in actuality, Dick McDonald's and his brothers invented or founded McDonald's. They invented something called the Speedy Service System, which is a great idea of how to create a franchise for hamburgers and shakes and french fries. But Ray Kroc was a marketer. He took that frequency, that great idea, and he learned how to monetize it. He became the biggest real estate holder, the number one beef distributor, third largest chicken distributor, I can't keep going on, but a billionaire. In fact, he was so smart at marketing, he actually bought the rights to be called the founder of McDonald's. Most people, when you say McDonald's, they think of Ray Kroc. Very few think of Dick and, do you remember his brother's name? There you go, neither could I. Isn't that sad, right? But they're the ones that actually had the idea, the frequency. But Ray Kroc was the marketer. He was the man who could monetize the frequency, the idea. Now let me explain to you frequency, because it's really important. Frequency allows you to make the money because it's an elevated awareness. I was taught this in a really weird way. When I was a big asshole, I took a plane to India. It was before I lost everything, but I was on my road to losing everything. And I sat next to this extraordinary lady who told me that she was a medical doctor. And the first thing that she told me when I sat down, she asked me if I was okay. The reason she asked me okay is that she could understand, had an awareness of frequency. She knew the song that I was carrying. That song was one of ego at all times. I had a great need to be superior, inferior, separate, right, offended, resentful, fearful, anxious, aggravated, grievances, attacking, insecure, all the great ego-based emotions that I live by. Well, I sat down next to her and she said, "Are you okay?" And I looked at her puzzled, going, "Yeah, I'm okay. Like, do you know who I am?" Literally. And I said, "Why do you ask?" She said, "Because you're so full of light, but you're blocking it." What she was saying is, you have a great frequency, but you're blocking it, and I can tell. And I looked at her and rolled my eyes because I was going to India, and I'm thinking, this is going to be a long flight. And then she looked at me, could tell I was frustrated, and she asked me this great question. She said, "Do you meditate?" My answer, which was pretty simply, "Are you kidding me? Meditate? I don't have time to meditate. I'm a multimillionaire who grew up with nothing. I have a Ferrari, a Porsche, a huge home, a gorgeous wife, and three even better looking, beautiful, smart daughters. I did this all myself. Why would I meditate? People who meditate are high, sick, on their mom's couches, and broke. Why would I meditate? People dream about being me. I don't need to dream about being anything else. I made it happen." And she rolled her eyes at me and said, "Are you kidding me?" I said, "No." She goes, "Well, I can teach you to vibrate faster through meditation." Now I'm like, this is going to be the longest flight of my life. You can teach me to vibrate faster through meditation? What does that have to do with anything? And she said, "Well, everything vibrates, like music. There's a frequency to everything. Everything vibrates." She said, "Do you like science and math?" I said, "I live by science and math." She said, "The earth vibrates the slowest. That's why I can't put my hand through this table." Right? The earth vibrates the slowest. Minerals vibrate the slowest. Then plants, then animals, then humans, then sound, then light, and then thought. And then she asked me a question that changed my entire life. She said, "Do you know what vibrates the fastest, that has the highest frequency, the best song you can listen to? Do you know what that is?" I said, "No." She said, "The truth. The truth vibrates the fastest." I immediately got choked up. My hairs on my arms stood up. And she said, "Why I want to teach you to meditate and vibrate faster is you only can listen to the songs that are played at equal vibration or less than you. So therefore, if I can increase your frequency, you can be aware of so much more. And awareness is the secret to life. If you can be more aware, you know whether to go left or right, you know whether to buy or sell. I can make everyone in here with the right awareness a billionaire in one day if I knew for sure whether to buy or sell. It'd be easy. That rocked my world so much that I stayed in India and I studied theta meditation, quantum healing, and I went from someone that thought he controlled everything to complete surrender. I realized that I could increase my vibration, my frequency, my awareness, so that I could help other people do the same thing, to emotionally connect with them. Energy in motion, that's what marketing is. The ability to monetize a frequency. Right? Marketing is nothing without monetization. Now, people give me a hard time sometimes when I tell them, you gotta make a lot of money, right? Money doesn't buy happiness. Why do you have to make a lot of money? Because money allows you to shop. And if you shop for the right things, you're gonna be happy. If you shop for the wrong things, you're gonna be very sad, miserable, or even dead. Proven. Money's so important for one reason, the same reason gratitude's important, forgiveness is important, accountability is important, is I will tell you one thing that I've learned, is you can't give what you don't have. I live on this earth, this marketing earth, where I need to monetize ideas, frequencies, songs. I need to monetize those ideas so that more things come through me in appreciation. Does anybody know what the word appreciation means? Appreciation also means if your home appreciates or your car appreciates or gold appreciates, what does it do? Increases in value. I love the word appreciation because to me that's the key to life. Because if you want to live in a world of more than enough, have the right frequency, market things correctly, you will have to allow things to come through you with appreciation. Be thankful for everything that you attract in your life. And marketing is a way to attract things, right? To allow things to happen, but to add value to it and give it away. When you become in that flow and understand appreciation, the universe will give you more and more and more, because you'll, if it's going through you, you expand and keep expanding and expanding and can handle more and more and more. And more flows through you. So you can do more and more, you can give more and more, and you make people happy. You raise and elevate yourself, and you can elevate others to elevate yourself. It's all a frequency, it's all marketing. Why is it that you can watch something, just experience it by watching? Has anyone ever watched Grey's Anatomy? Has anyone ever cried when watching Grey's Anatomy? Is anyone like me and cries like before? Just when the music that they tell you, here's the music because you're about to cry. Does anyone start crying when the music comes on? That's marketing. That's marketing. There's a frequency that can be monetized. They can make you feel a certain way by witnessing something. That's what marketing is. You can make someone feel a certain way in order to monetize that. For a brand, right? A product, a service, a solution. To eat broccoli if you're a dad, it's marketing. So how can they can have classes about marketing? Right, what do we teach in those classes about marketing? They teach digital marketing. I'm the old man of the internet. Anyone follow me, right? I'm Uncle Dave of Instagram. I have a philosophy about the opportunities that exist in marketing and digital marketing. Anyone interested in digital marketing? Cool, I think there's a huge opportunity in digital marketing. Understanding the digital frequency in which we can monetize people. The more people that you can address by marketing, the more statistical success you have at monetizing it, right? The bigger the audience. So, you know, way back when, there's only so many people that you could hand flyers out to. And then the radio came out, and there's only so many people that you could have listened to you, right? And then the TV, print, right? Print is marketing. Now we have this extraordinary platform that's digital. So you could have a middle-aged, balding dad that can put out a frequency every day, understanding that frequency of marketing and marketing himself, and there's 4 billion people that I can reach with the same speech that I'm giving all 50 of you. In fact, that's why I have a camera on me at all times. Because I would talk in front of 2 people because I know that most of my videos average a couple million people. That I have a very dedicated following of about 250,000 that will rise up for me, and they would buy anything I ask them to buy. My TV show has 40 million people. Never before have you had an opportunity to market a product, a service, a solution, or yourself in that way, to take a frequency and monetize it. Here's the coolest thing. You have to know the frequency. That's the key to marketing. Grey's Anatomy, that's Shonda Rhimes, is that her, right? Shonda T. She knows her frequency. It makes you feel a certain way, and she knows that a certain portion of the people are going to be attracted to that. Not everyone turns on Grey's Anatomy and cries, and not everyone likes it. That's what I like about Grey's Anatomy. It taught me that instead of trying to have all 4 billion people on the internet me market to, meaning I want them all to like me, that would be impossible. How could all 4 billion people be aware of me and yet be attracted to what I'm saying? That frequency doesn't work. So now marketing, in order to monetize the frequency, we have to figure out who the audience that's most attracted to that frequency, just like a radio. Who's turning into the station of that song? How far does your spectrum reach? How powerful is the message? Want to hear one of the most incredible things about what I teach? One of my favorite things is I'm known for gratitude. I believe, to be true, the easiest way to change your life is to be grateful. If you're grateful, you always have a I get to do attitude, not I got to do attitude. You'll always be grateful for everything in your life. You'll always look for the miracles in what other people call mistakes. Everything, your glass will always be half full with gratitude. I teach people that if you can say thank you before you go to bed and when you wake up, every day for 30 straight days, I guarantee it'll change your life. It takes about 0.1 seconds to say or think thank you. So it takes about 0.2 seconds every day for 30 straight days to change your life, and it costs you absolutely nothing. Think about how many things on earth are that powerful. I have studied physics, quantum physics, and metaphysics. I wrote a book with Jack Canfield, who wrote Chicken Soup for a Soul. He sold a half a billion books. I'm around Bob Proctor and Cynthia Kersey. I am around the biggest thought leaders, Deepak Chopra, all of these people, and none of them disagree with me when I ask them, do you think the easiest way to change your life is just to be thankful, to appreciate things? All of them. Of all the books they've read, from the Course in Miracles to all the Bibles to the Kabbalah, right, to all these great things, they all agree with me. And here's the greatest thing about that frequency. By tonight, half of you won't say thank you. By tomorrow morning, another half of you won't say thank you. And within 3 days, almost all of us won't say thank you. I can't think of an easier way to change your life for the better. I can't find an easier way to market what you want to market other than just to be grateful. That's how powerful it is. Now, as a hypocrite, someone who markets himself, as a hypocrite, I will tell you that I teach this all around the world, and two things I've learned. One, it took me 9 months to say thank you every day for 30 straight days. I was on stages telling people this will change your life, and it still took me 9 months to do it every day. That's how far, in my own way, I am. That's also to encourage you not to quit trying. For whatever it is, it's just human nature. Our ego keeps telling us resistance. This can't be true. Don't do it. Forget about it. Don't do it. The ego creates void, shortages, and obstacles. Don't put faith into gratitude. No. Put faith into fear. Put faith into fear of loss. Put faith into anxiety. Put faith into what you don't have. Put faith into what you don't want. And guess what you get? More of what you don't have and what you don't want. Gratitude says put faith in what you want and it will come to you. That's how powerful it is. Here's the most extraordinary thing for me with frequency and marketing is that I speak around the world and I'll have a speech in Hong Kong, the RISE conference, 70,000 people. I'll speak at a huge corporate event, 5,000-10,000 people, seasoned, experienced, adult, corporate leaders. And I will do an hour and a half speech, and then people will line up to speak with me. They'll wait an hour, sometimes even an hour and a half to speak with me, and tell me, which is extraordinary but completely surprising to me, that I had changed their life. I changed their life, and the reason I changed their life is they now were gonna say thank you every day. I know we'll come to the end and I'll take a few questions. Think about that. With 5 minutes left, how the F is that possible? Are you telling me that all these corporate leaders, all these people will wait in line to tell me something that they probably all had learned when they were 3 years old? How can it be? That's what I tell myself when I'm sitting there. And then I tell myself, I know. It's the frequency. It's not what I say, it's how I say it. It's the frequency in which I'm connecting to them emotionally and getting them to believe what they've heard their entire life. I'm getting them to feel a certain way. I am marketing gratitude. And if I can get them to believe that gratitude changes their life and put faith in that gratitude changes their life, guess what's going to happen? It's going to change their life. And they're willing to line up with their valuable time just to thank me for telling them and inspiring them something of frequency that I promised their mom, grandmom, or somebody, their aunts, uncles, taught them 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, and sometimes even 70 years ago, and just remind them of that frequency. I don't believe there's anything new. I believe everything already exists. It's our job to access it by putting faith and believing in it. That's the key to marketing. Find the frequency and monetizing it. And it's not just digital. Digital is just an extension of what we do in person, on the phone, via email, radio, print, TV. Digital is just an extension of that. We're just capturing it, amplifying it, and perpetuating it in a different way. That's all we're doing. The easiest way to change lives is to touch people one-on-one. You can amplify it and perpetuate it all you want. You have to learn how to connect emotionally. Find out what people don't like and don't like. That's the easiest thing to do. That's marketing. So next time somebody asks you, why are you taking the marketing class? What is marketing? Just say it's connecting to people emotionally. It's having the ability to monetize a frequency, to be aware of what that frequency is, transmit it in a certain way, to attract a certain type of person that's most likely or statistically going to purchase what I'm marketing. Does that sound fair? Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of The Playbook as much as me. On a personal note, I just wanted to thank everyone for making The Playbook such a success. Don't forget to continue it by sharing, subscribing, and listening to your favorite episodes. This is Dave Meltzer with The Playbook.